on Christopher Columbus and his complicated legacy. In this article, we shall discuss one of the most significant figures in world history, who also happens to be one of the most important explorers in history. I'm talking about none other than the controversial yet great explorer, Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus was an Italian explorer and navigator who is credited with leading the first expedition from Europe to the Americas. He was born in Genoa, Italy, around 1451, although the exact date is not certain. Columbus had a background in maritime trade and exploration and was inspired by the idea of finding a westward route to Asia to facilitate trade. In 1492, with the financial support of the Spanish Catholic monarchs, King Ferdinand II of Aragon and Queen Isabella I of Castile, Columbus set sail with three ships, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Nina, on his historic voyage. On October 12, 1492, after more than 2 months at sea, his crew spotted land, which is now believed to be an island in the Bahamas. This marked the first documented European contact with the New World. Columbus made subsequent voyages to the Caribbean and South America, opening the way for further exploration and colonization of the Americas by European powers. However, it's important to note that Columbus was not the first person to reach the Americas, as there were already indigenous peoples living there for thousands of years. Columbus' voyages had a significant impact on world history, leading to the Columbian Exchange, a widespread exchange of goods, plants, animals, and diseases between the Old World and the New World. While his expeditions marked the beginning of European exploration and colonization of the Americas, they also brought significant suffering and devastation to the indigenous populations through disease, enslavement, and exploitation. Today, opinions about Columbus are divided, with some honoring his exploratory achievements and others condemning his actions and the subsequent consequences for indigenous peoples. His legacy is the subject of ongoing discussions and debates. The early life of Christopher Columbus is not very well documented, and some details remain uncertain. What we know about his early years comes from various historical records and writings. Christopher Columbus was born in the Republic of Genoa, modern-day Italy, around 1451. The exact date and place of his birth are not clear, as historical records differ on this matter. He was the eldest son of Domenico Colombo, a wool weaver and merchant, and Susanna Fontanarossa. Columbus received a basic education, primarily learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. He likely attended local schools in Genoa and may have received some formal education in cartography, navigation, and astronomy. He also gained practical experience in maritime trade and navigation while working as an apprentice for his father and possibly as a sailor on merchant ships. During his youth, Columbus undertook several voyages at sea. He is said to have sailed to various parts of the Mediterranean and perhaps even as far as Ireland and Iceland. These early travels instilled in him a passion for exploration and a desire to find a new route to Asia. In his late teens or early twenties, Columbus moved to Portugal, where he continued his maritime activities. He worked as a cartographer and a sailor, gaining valuable knowledge and experience that would later play a crucial role in his ambitious plans to reach Asia by sailing westward. While in Portugal, Columbus read various accounts and theories about the shape of the Earth and the possibility of reaching Asia by sailing westward. He studied the works of ancient Greek and Roman geographers, as well as contemporary scholars, which influenced his belief that a westward route to Asia was feasible. Around 1479, Columbus married Filipa Moniz Perestrello, a member of a noble Portuguese family. They had one son together, Diego Columbus. His experiences in navigation, cartography, and exposure to various theories of his time fueled his desire to undertake the historic voyages that ultimately led to the discovery of the Americas. Christopher Columbus embarked on his first voyage in his quest for Asia on August 3, 1492, after several years of seeking support for his ambitious expedition. Columbus had presented his plan to various European monarchs, including the Portuguese and the English, but it was initially rejected. After years of lobbying and negotiation, Columbus finally gained an audience with the Catholic monarchs of Spain, King Ferdinand II of Aragon and Queen Isabella I of Castile, who showed interest in his proposal. On April 17, 1492, Columbus and the Spanish monarch signed the Capitulations of Santa Fe, a contract that outlined the terms and conditions of the expedition. The agreement granted Columbus the title of Admiral of the Ocean Sea, appointed him viceroy and governor of the lands he discovered, and promised him a share of the riches he encountered. With the support of the crown, Columbus began assembling the crew and supplies necessary for the voyage. The expedition was relatively small, consisting of three ships, the Santa Maria, flagship, the Pinta, and the Nina. The crews totaled about 90 men. On August 3, 1492, Columbus and his expedition departed from the port of Palos de la Frontera in southwestern Spain. Palos was chosen as the starting point because it had been penalized by the crown and was required to provide ships for the voyage as part of its punishment. The journey was challenging, and the crew faced various difficulties during the voyage. They crossed the Atlantic Ocean and encountered changing weather conditions, fears of sea monsters, and concerns about the length of the journey. Columbus's navigational skills and leadership were instrumental in keeping the crew determined to continue. After more than 2 months at sea, on October 12, 1492, the crew spotted land. They had reached an island in the present-day Bahamas, which Columbus named San Salvador, meaning Holy Savior. This marked the first documented European contact with the New World. It is believed that the island Columbus encountered was either present-day Wuttelings Island, now San Salvador Island, Bahamas, which is the generally accepted location as the site of Columbus's first landfall, or Samana Cay, also in the Bahamas, which some historians and researchers propose might be the actual site of Columbus's first landfall, but this theory remains less widely accepted. Regardless of the specific island, Columbus's discovery marked the first recorded encounter between the Old World, Europe, and the New World, the Americas, since the continents had been isolated from each other for thousands of years. During his initial interactions with the indigenous people he encountered on the island, Columbus believed he had reached the outskirts of the East Indies, which was his intended destination. He referred to the inhabitants as Indians, mistakenly thinking he had arrived in the Indian Ocean region. Columbus and his crew explored the surrounding islands and the wider Caribbean region during this voyage. They encountered various indigenous groups, and Columbus made notes about the landscapes, the people, and the potential resources of the newly discovered lands. Upon arriving in the Americas during his first voyage in 1492, Christopher Columbus and his crew engaged in several activities and interactions with the indigenous people they encountered. The native people they encountered were part of the Lucayan or Taino tribes. Columbus noted their appearance, dress, and the simple items they used, as well as their friendliness and lack of weaponry. Columbus claimed the newly discovered lands for Spain, as he was sailing under the sponsorship of the Spanish Catholic monarchs. He erected the Spanish flag on the islands he visited, symbolizing Spain's possession of these territories. Columbus and his crew continued their exploration of the Caribbean region, visiting several other islands, including Cuba, which Columbus believed was part of the Asian mainland, and Hispaniola, present-day Dominican Republic and Haiti. On December 25, 1492, the Santa Maria, the flagship of Columbus's expedition, ran aground and was wrecked off the coast of Hispaniola. With the remains of the ship, Columbus established a settlement called La Navidad, Christmas, on the island before leaving to return to Spain in January 1493. During his voyages, Columbus and his crew took some of the indigenous people captive. Columbus saw them as potential slaves who could be sent back to Spain. He aimed to impress the Catholic monarchs with the fruits of his exploration, including the people he considered convertible to Christianity and those who could serve as slaves. Columbus diligently kept a journal during his voyages, documenting his experiences, observations, and the geographical details of the lands he encountered. His logs served as valuable records of his voyages and contributed to further European exploration and colonization. The arrival of the Europeans brought on devastating impacts, including the introduction of new diseases, conflict, forced labor, and the decline of indigenous populations. Christopher Columbus undertook three more voyages to the Americas, all funded and supported by the Spanish Catholic monarchs, King Ferdinand II of Aragon and Queen Isabella I of Castile. Columbus's second voyage began on September 25, 1493, with a fleet of 17 ships and approximately 1,500 crew members. This time, he explored more islands in the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico and Jamaica, and returned to Hispaniola to find the settlement he had left there in ruins. Columbus returned to Spain in June 1496. Columbus's third voyage began on May 30, 1498, with a fleet of 6 ships. During this expedition, Columbus explored the South American mainland, specifically the coast of present-day Venezuela. He also visited the islands of Trinidad and Tobago. He returned to Spain in November 1500. Columbus's fourth and final voyage commenced on May 9, 1502, with a fleet of 4 ships. During this voyage, Columbus explored Central America, including present-day Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica. He also encountered strong storms and difficulties. Columbus returned to Spain in November 1504. This voyage marked the end of his explorations. Despite his significant explorations and contributions to European knowledge of the Americas, Columbus never realized that he had reached a continent previously unknown to Europeans. Instead, he believed that he had found a westward route to Asia. His voyages, however, paved the way for further European exploration and the eventual colonization of the New World. Christopher Columbus' treatment of the Native Americans varied throughout his voyages and encounters with different indigenous groups. While some interactions were initially characterized by curiosity and trade, Columbus and his men also engaged in actions that were harmful and exploitative. During his first encounters with the indigenous people of the Caribbean islands, Columbus described them as friendly and hospitable. He wrote about their innocence and lack of weapons, which led him to believe that they could be easily converted to Christianity and serve as laborers. Columbus took some of the indigenous people captive and brought them back to Spain on his first voyage. He viewed them as potential slaves who could be exploited for labor in Spain. Additionally, during subsequent voyages, Columbus and his men forced the indigenous populations to collect gold, spices, and other resources, subjecting them to forced labor. As Columbus and his men established settlements on the islands, conflicts with the indigenous populations arose. These confrontations sometimes turned violent, leading to casualties on both sides. Columbus aimed to assert control over the territories he claimed for Spain, leading to clashes with the native populations. Misunderstandings between Columbus' crew and the indigenous peoples were common due to language barriers and cultural differences. These misunderstandings sometimes led to conflicts and mistrust. The arrival of Europeans brought devastating diseases to which the indigenous populations had no immunity. Smallpox, measles, influenza, and other illnesses spread rapidly, causing a significant demographic collapse among the Native American communities. Estimates suggest that diseases wiped out a large percentage of the indigenous population in the Caribbean and beyond. Columbus viewed his voyages as part of a larger mission to spread Christianity. He and his men sought to convert the indigenous peoples to Christianity forcefully, often baptizing them without fully understanding their beliefs and customs. The exploitation, enslavement, and introduction of diseases had devastating consequences, leading to the decline and displacement of native cultures and populations. Today, Columbus' actions and legacy are the subject of considerable debate and criticism, and his treatment of the Native Americans remains a complex and contentious aspect of his historical reputation. Christopher Columbus' voyages to the Americas had profound and far-reaching effects on both the Old World, Europe, and the New World, the Americas. These effects, collectively known as the Columbian Exchange, brought about significant changes in various aspects of human society, economics, and culture. The Columbian Exchange facilitated the exchange of goods, plants, animals, and resources between the Old World and the New World. European goods such as wheat, sugar, coffee, and horses were introduced to the Americas, while crops like potatoes, corn, tomatoes, and cocoa were brought back to Europe. This exchange of agricultural products had a profound impact on both continents' diets and economies. The contact between Europeans and indigenous peoples led to the unintentional spread of diseases to which the indigenous populations had no immunity. Diseases like smallpox, measles, and influenza devastated the Native American populations, resulting in a demographic collapse and significant loss of life. This demographic disaster played a crucial role in the colonization and domination of the Americas by European powers. Columbus' voyages opened the way for subsequent European exploration and colonization of the Americas. Spain, Portugal, England, France, and other European powers established colonies in the New World, seeking wealth, resources, and strategic advantages. This colonization led to the establishment of new societies with diverse cultural influences. The colonization of the Americas created a demand for labor, and as the native populations declined, European powers turned to African slaves to work on plantations and in mines. The transatlantic slave trade became a brutal and tragic consequence of Columbus' voyages, resulting in the forced migration of millions of Africans to the Americas. The interaction between Europeans and indigenous peoples also led to cultural exchange. Europeans introduced their languages, religion, Christianity, and customs to the Americas, while elements of Native American cultures, such as agricultural practices, artwork, and food, influenced European societies. Columbus' voyages contributed to advances in navigation and cartography, which furthered European exploration and expansion. The discovery of new lands and the need to navigate across vast oceans prompted the development of more advanced shipbuilding and navigation techniques. The Columbian Exchange and subsequent European exploration led to the establishment of a global trade network that connected Europe, the Americas, Africa, and Asia. This interconnectedness profoundly shaped the world's economic and political systems. The arrival of Europeans had devastating consequences for the indigenous peoples of the Americas. They faced violence, forced labor, and displacement from their ancestral lands. Many indigenous cultures and languages were suppressed or lost, and their populations drastically declined due to diseases and mistreatment. The effects of Columbus' voyages are complex and continue to shape the world to this day. They marked the beginning of a new era in global history, characterized by European expansion and the integration of previously isolated regions into a connected global network. However, it's essential to recognize the negative impacts these events had on indigenous populations and the importance of understanding history from multiple perspectives. In his later life, Christopher Columbus faced both successes and challenges, and his legacy continued to be intertwined with exploration and colonization. Despite his accomplishments and explorations, Columbus faced difficulties in securing recognition and financial rewards from the Spanish crown. He believed he was entitled to more significant privileges and wealth than he received, leading to disagreements and legal disputes. In 1500, Columbus was arrested and briefly imprisoned in Hispaniola, now Dominican Republic and Haiti, due to tensions and conflicts with the settlers and colonial authorities. He was later released, but his governorship was stripped, and he faced ongoing challenges in his efforts to maintain control over the territories he had discovered. Columbus returned to Spain in November 1504 after his fourth and final voyage. By this time, he was in poor health and facing financial difficulties. Christopher Columbus passed away on May 20, 1506, in Valladolid, Spain. He died at the age of around 54, his exact birth year is not certain. His death occurred at a time when he had not fully received the recognition he desired for his achievements. The legacy of Christopher Columbus is complex and multifaceted, and it continues to be a topic of discussion and debate in contemporary society. His voyages and exploration of the Americas had a profound impact on world history and led to significant changes in global interactions, but they also brought about enduring controversies. Columbus' voyages initiated a new era of European exploration and colonization of the Americas. His journeys opened up new trade routes and paved the way for the integration of previously isolated regions into a connected global network. Columbus is celebrated as a symbol of exploration and discovery in various cultures. Columbus' treatment of the indigenous peoples of the Americas, including forced labor, enslavement, and the introduction of diseases, has been widely criticized. Many consider his actions as contributing to the oppression and devastation of native populations. In some countries, Columbus Day is still celebrated as a national holiday to honor Columbus' first arrival in the Americas. However, in response to the criticism and re-evaluation of his legacy, some regions have replaced Columbus Day with alternative holidays focused on recognizing and celebrating the cultures and contributions of indigenous peoples. The study of Christopher Columbus is a crucial aspect of history and social studies curricula in many educational systems. His exploration is taught as a significant event that shaped the course of world history. In recent years, efforts have been made to present a more comprehensive and balanced view of Columbus' actions and their consequences, including acknowledging the experiences and perspectives of indigenous communities. Statues and monuments of Christopher Columbus have been subject to controversies in various places. Some communities have removed or recontextualized Columbus statues due to their association with colonialism and the mistreatment of indigenous peoples. Others argue for the preservation of these monuments as historical artifacts and reminders of the past. Columbus' legacy has also spurred discussions about indigenous rights, social justice, and historical accountability. Advocates for indigenous peoples' rights highlight the need for recognition, respect, and reparations for the historical injustices and cultural impacts resulting from European colonization. Columbus' legacy is a complex blend of exploration, colonization, controversy, and re-evaluation. His voyages marked the beginning of an interconnected global history, but they also brought about significant suffering and displacement for the native peoples of the Americas. Today, discussions surrounding Columbus' legacy prompt reflection on the consequences of historical actions and the importance of understanding history from diverse perspectives.